May I speak in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Amen. You may be seated. Before starting as your curate, even before being ordained a deacon, I received an email from Father Blake in my personal inbox. I don't know if you remember this, Blake, but the email simply said, "Attached is a Who We Are piece for the website that the vestry composed. We just released it to the parish." I opened the attachment, and it was a one-page document that said, "We are becoming a church that looks and acts like Jesus." 2 years later, you all have likely seen this page in bulletins, websites, and in the hallway going to the parish hall. Well, I, as one of your priests, need to make a confession to you. And I want to ask for your forgiveness. Because when I first saw it as an overly zealous, postulant, and hypercritical seminarian, I thought, okay, another Episcopal church putting out more words about where they stand. You know, it was all the rage in 2020 and 2021. What about action? What about presence? What about the practice of it all? Oh, it is so much easier to judge another when you know nothing about them. 2 years later, I am a little older, which the ESC students love to remind me of. I am a little more Texan, with a rodeo under my belt, and now multiple books on Texas slang, like the difference between y'all and all y'all. I had more examples, but I'm still learning. And God knows I am a lot more loved, thanks to all y'all. I am loved not in the sentimental way of feeling all warm and fuzzy inside all the time. Rather, I am loved because I have been with a people, a congregation, and a rector who has shown me in the words of Jesus that it is truly enough for the disciple to be like the teacher. You have all shown me, not through words or gestures, not necessarily anything like that, but through action, the love of Jesus Christ. And as he says in our gospel, it is enough. More than enough, in fact. When I went on a retreat in college, organized by the University of San Diego's University Ministry, we received bracelets that said, "What would Jesus do?" or WWJD for short. I assume, and I can hear many of you have heard about this movement, these bracelets. Apparently, it was quite the craze in the 90s and 2000s in most of Protestant Christianity. I remember putting on the bracelet during that retreat weekend and something within me feeling strangely uncomfortable. While I liked the sentiment of us all acting like Jesus, I felt not quite enough. Kind of like I paled in comparison to the Son of God. Because sure enough, the sinful and imperfect person that I am, I can never quite do what Jesus can do. I know I fall short, very short at times. Just ask those closest to me, they'll tell you. Today, though, when we hear Jesus offering a teaching to his disciples, as he commissions them to be sent into the world, a narrative that is often called the disciples' discourse, I am struck that Jesus does not actually say what those bracelets said. He does not say, "Do as I do." He instead says, "Be as I am. Be like the teacher. Contrary to our fast-paced culture, where what we do is who we are, Jesus does not want us to do more and more and more like some ChatGPT disciple. Jesus wants us to be more like him. He wants us to know him, to love him, to follow him, so much so that his grace can have its way with us. So much so that your life and Jesus' life become stitched thread by thread into one life. Don't get me wrong. We need to work for the kingdom. Before our gospel passage, we hear that Jesus went about the cities and villages, teaching and preaching and healing. And after our gospel passage, we also hear that after Jesus had finished instructing his disciples, he went on to teach and preach in the cities. It is important to do things for God. And when I first came to St. Stephen's, I immediately saw that you do a lot. It would take most of this sermon just to name it all, but to give those newcomers who are here a taste of all that goes on at St. Stephen's, let me just list a few. Services on Sunday, with perhaps a community of hope or a Kairos prayer and chair tacked on after that. Bible study on Wednesday, even Tuesday for some, with noon Eucharist to follow, then a pop or community outreach meeting, then a Curcio reunion, the choir practice, then perhaps a family is cooking a meal for the ESC, then, that's just Wednesday. DOK meeting on Thursday, food bank distribution on Saturday in the morning, and that's just the tip of the iceberg. I'm not even touching on the immense commitment of a Kairos weekend that many of you are a part of. 2 years in, and I'm still learning how much you all do. For most parishes, there might be a dozen parishioners who are deeply involved in the life of the church outside of a Sunday morning. At St. Stephen's, try most of those who I'm looking at in the pews today. God has graced you with a servant's heart, a heart to do like the Lord, or Kyrios in the Greek, which means more directly master. You, the servants of the master, are doing like the master. While I'm in awe of all that you do for the kingdom of God, there is something even more remarkable about you to me as your priest. You not only do like Jesus, you, my friends, are like Jesus. More than I could have ever imagined in my know-it-all seminarian brain 2 years ago, God called me not just to be a priest in Huntsville, but to find a family in Huntsville. A family that not only acts like Jesus, not only does like Jesus, but a family that is like Jesus. As Christ says in the gospel, "Whoever loves father or mother more than me is not worthy of me. And whoever loves son or daughter more than me is not worthy of me." When we are baptized, we are adopted into a new family. Alive to God as brothers and sisters in Christ, as St. Paul says, baptism is not for the high achievers or the well-to-dos. Baptism is for every sinner like me, and every human creature like you. It is for all. And you know what? I've been adopted into the family of Jesus right here in Huntsville. I don't feel set above and beyond you as a priest. No, there's nothing distant and stiff about the love we share. I feel side by side each one of you in the work of the gospel as a brother. The work of proclaiming to the world the love of a God so persistent, so forgiving, and so loving that not even something as common as a sparrow is separate from the love of God. Like siblings in a family, there have been times, like on Friday night, when you are pastoring me through a celebration service that I'm not familiar with. Or when you are shepherding me through four sleepless nights on a Kairos weekend. Or when you are teaching me how to chant the liturgy. Or when you are extending grace to me as I lose my place proclaiming the gospel mid-sentence. Or when you correct me when I'm wrong. And don't even get me started on the way that you, Blake, have poured out so much kindness as I have fumbled my way through the beginnings of priestly ministry right here. You never stopped answering last-minute phone calls for a pastoral question or take your time out of a busy day to teach me a new liturgy together. Or just simply stopping by the office to say, "Hi, Pastor John," and remind me that God has a sense of humor. We are siblings. Or since you know I love the El Camino de Santiago so much, fellow pilgrims on the journey of faith together, side by side in love and service to Christ, the day spring of God on the horizon line of our pilgrimage. Like on any pilgrimage, it is soon time for us to part our ways on this leg of the journey. Next week, I'll be leaving Huntsville and following God's call to Rome to serve with Father Cyprian Consilio, who leads contemplative prayer retreats and gives talks on Christian mystical spirituality with our brothers and sisters from other faith traditions. I'll spend a few months as his student, praying with him, learning from him, and serving alongside him as I discern what's next in my ministry after that. And it is not only I who have been called for this next leg of the journey. You have been called. A new journey awaits you where you will be nurturing and forming another curate, where you will be discerning and planning an expansion of the church, where you will be opening a wider and wider welcome to new students at SAM and new members at CFAN, and where you will be deepening and deepening in your life with the God who is never apart from you. You're in very capable hands, God's hands, and you're guided by the wisest and most gracious pastor in Blake. St. Stephen's, before I go, I want you to remember one last thing for this new season ahead. I want you to hear Jesus' words to his disciples, and to be honest, I need to hear them too. Jesus does not only say, "It is enough." He says to you, "You are enough. You are enough. No matter if your bones become weary, you are enough. No matter if your grief makes you weak, you are enough. No matter if you have to let go of that ministry one day, you are enough. You give so much of yourselves to your ministries. Allow the one who counts every hair on your head to give himself to you. It is all he ever wanted. Slow down. Make space for the Lord each day to whisper grace into your heart and to let grace have its way with you so that you may always know that you are enough." because it is enough for you to be like our Lord Jesus. And guess what? You are. You are to me, and I know you are to God. Let us pray. Dear Jesus, help us to spread your fragrance everywhere we go. Flood our souls with your spirit and life. Penetrate and possess our whole being so utterly that our life may only be a radiance of yours. Shine through us and be so in us that every soul we come in contact with may feel your presence in our soul. Let them look up and see no longer us, but only Jesus. Stay with us, and then we shall begin to shine as you shine, so to shine as to be a light to others. The light, O Jesus, will be all from you. None of it will be ours. It will be you shining on through us. Let us thus praise you the way you love best, by shining on those around us. Let us preach you without preaching, not by words but by example, by catching force, the sympathetic influence of what we do, the evident fullness of the love our hearts bear for you. Amen.